This call is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. I'm Toni Loudenbeck of Traders News Source. I have Stefan Jackman, CEO of Alzamend Neuro. Alzamend Neuro trades on NASDAQ exchange under the ticker symbol ALZN. And we have a few questions for the investment community. Good morning.
Good morning, Toni. Glad to be here today.
Well, thank you for giving us some of your time to answer our questions. Could you give us a brief overview of your company, please?
Sure thing. Alzamend Neuro is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company focused on developing novel products for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Our mission is to rapidly develop and market safe and effective treatments to bring aid to the 43-plus million Americans suffering from these debilitating diseases.
Well, thank you. Would you now give us a brief description of your treatment candidates, AL001 and ALZN002, and their method of action?
Absolutely. Our most advanced product candidate, lead product, is AL001. It's a license, and it's in clinical development in humans. It's an ionic co-crystal of lithium, comprising of lithium, salicylate, and proline. Then it's co-crystallized, sugar or salt crystals, if you will. And it's for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Based on our preclinical data, which is animal studies, AL001 treatment prevented cognitive deficits, depression, and irritability in transgenic, basically Alzheimer's disease mice, and is superior to improving associative learning and memory and irritability compared with lithium carbonate treatment, which is the currently marketed lithium. We initiated a phase one in September of 2021 and showed bioequivalence as at the end of the study in March of 2022. We initiated a phase 2A multiple ascending dose study in May of 2022, and it's currently underway in patients with Alzheimer's as well as healthy human subjects, and we're looking to ascertain what's the maximum tolerated dose of this product. Just so your audience know, lithium carbonate, which is a currently marketed lithium, is considered to be the gold standard for mania and bipolar, and has been approved for more than 35 years, and it's utilized, and it's approved by the FDA for bipolar disorder. However, it's used off-label for major depressive disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. And there's also been phase two clinical trials that show that lithium carbonate, which is the current marketed lithium, has been efficacious in patients with Alzheimer's disease. So we see our product as a potential replacement to the current lithium, and it's much safer, as proven in our phase one study. And basically, it's lithium sparing. It spares the body of the toxicity of lithium, and you get more lithium in the site of action, which is the brain. There's never been a mechanism of action for lithium. And however, we do see this as a replacement to the current lithium in the market.
Well, thank you for that insight. What is your perspective on? I'm sorry.
Sorry, we do have a secondary. I think that was probably long-winded. Sidebar, and I'm sure you can chop this off. But we do have a secondary therapeutic, which was given the green light with the FDA, which you have later on in the questionnaire. So I don't know if you want me to go over that right now.
We can go ahead and continue. It's up to you.
Okay.
But we can go ahead and continue on if you'd like, and then you can share that additionally.
Well, let me continue, and then we'll go to the next one. We do have an additional therapeutic drug candidate, which is we coined ALZN002, which is a patented mutant peptide, sensitized dendritic cellular therapy that utilized the patient's own immune system to combat Alzheimer's disease. The mechanism of action for that therapy is to pulse dendritic cells activation that stimulates the immune system, resulting in the clearance of beta amyloid plaque. We submitted an IND in September of 2022 and was given study may proceed by the FDA in October with that therapy.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you on that. Okay, so proceeding on with the next question, if you have anything to add, what is your perspective on Alzheimer's and the public perception of the disease then?
Well, Alzheimer's is considered to be the most feared disease globally, which is very catastrophic. It affects over 6.5 million Americans. And between 2000 and 2019, death from heart diseases have decreased 7.3%, while death from Alzheimer's disease increased 145%. There's over 13 million Americans that are projected to be living with Alzheimer's disease by 2015, and 1 in 9 Americans over the age of 65 are to be afflicted with Alzheimer's disease. So definitely something has to be done. It's also taxing on the healthcare system, because in the United States, the healthcare cost for Alzheimer's disease for 2022 is estimated to be a little bit over $321 billion, including $206 billion in Medicare and Medicaid payments. And over 11 million Americans, which are family members, which are caregivers in general, provide over 16 billion hours of care at nearly $272 billion. So this is definitely a disease that needs focus and attention.
Definitely. Well, beyond Alzheimer's, what neurological conditions do you think your drug candidates might be a treatment for? I know you had mentioned some.
Definitely. So our lead drug candidate, ALZN-001, that product is a potential replacement to the current lithium on the market. And as mentioned before, lithium has been approved by the FDA for bipolar disorder. However, it's used off-label for major depressive disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. So we see our product as having basically four indications, which are Alzheimer's disease, bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD.
Okay, thank you. Now, AL001 is currently in phase two clinical trials. Can you describe those trials and what might top-line data be available for that?
So we're expecting top-line data in December. We initiated that trial in May of 2022 in patients with Alzheimer's disease, and then we initiated a healthy cohort in October of this year. The purpose of this trial is really to ascertain what's the maximum tolerated dose of lithium, not only in healthy, normal patients, basically patients with bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder, and PTSD, but also in more fragile patients, which are patients with Alzheimer's disease. So we're looking to receive, as mentioned before, top-line data in December, finish that trial sometime in the first quarter of 2023, and then move on to more efficacy trials or late-stage trials with all four indications.
Okay, thank you. ALZN, or Alzheimer's Neuro, received a study may proceed letter from the FDA for phase one and phase two clinical, 2A clinical trial for Alzheimer's Neuro. Can you tell us what that means in terms of moving forward?
Absolutely. That's for our immunotherapeutic vaccine, which basically is an active immune vaccine. Most vaccines that are out there that are being developed for Alzheimer's are passive immune vaccines. Basically, they're monoclonal antibodies. And what that means is that they contain a primer that pretty much tells your immune system what to do. The issue with passive vaccines or monoclonal antibodies is that they're not long-lasting, they're more temporary, and because they contain a primer, there's a lot of negative side effects, or really bad side effects. that are associated with those therapies. So something that may work effectively for you may not work effectively for me. And what we're developing is an active immune vaccine, basically patient-specific or autologous. And what that does is utilize your immune system to treat Alzheimer's. So what we do, we take the blood from your body, and then we spin out the dendritic cells, pulse it with our mutant peptide, and create a vaccine tailored specifically for you. You return it to you, to the patient, and that's where it's at. We see that as a potential cure or a preventive for Alzheimer's disease.
Very interesting.
And so what we're looking to do is within the first quarter of 2023 is to move that into a combined phase 1 / 2A clinical trial. And because it is a patient-specific immunotherapeutic vaccine, you have to put it in patients with Alzheimer's disease. So we'll know pretty quickly not only if the product is safe, but that if it's efficacious as well. So we'll know, you know, if this works at reversing the effects of Alzheimer's disease. So we're extremely excited about it. And just so your audience know, is that this product is pretty much built on a cancer platform. And there's only one dendritic cell vaccine similar to that, and that's a Provenz by Dendreon, and that was approved by the FDA for the treatment of prostate cancer. So we're hoping that in terms of shedding a light on Alzheimer's and treating it more on an individualized precision medicine basis, this is really going to be a game changer in the Alzheimer's community.
Yes, thank you for that insight. Okay, and finally, what near-term catalyst of Alzamend could be the biggest benefit, would you say, to shareholders?
Near-term catalyst, well, 2023 is going to be a great year for us. With 2023, we're looking to complete our phase, a 2A multiple ascending dose clinical trials with AL001. And we're also looking to move that product into later stage studies. You know, to ascertain efficacy, you know, for that product in multiple indications, Alzheimer's and bipolar being the two lead. We're also looking to initiate our phase 1, phase 2A clinical trial with our immunotherapeutic vaccine, ALZN-002. So there's going to be pretty much a lot of data that we're going to be putting out there. Mm-hmm. And we're extremely excited about it. We couldn't be happier, and we're really, you know, we're really fortunate to be in a position to help the Alzheimer's community, bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder, you know, and post-traumatic stress disorder, because the company was founded, you know, on the premise of, you know, making Alzheimer's just a memory, because the founder on both sides, the founder and his wife, both sides of the family, are afflicted by Alzheimer's, and it hasn't skipped a generation for the last 4 generations. So we see this as something that will help not only our families, but every other family within the United States and the rest of the world.
Very good. Well, in closing again, it has been our pleasure here at Traders News Source to interview you, CEO Stefan Jackman of Alzheimer Neuro. We thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.